There are a million reasons to listen to Odeo, and this is one.
He was born in Argentina. Mi raza Latina was made proud by his demeanor. Che Guevara traveled through Latin America to understand the scenery taking place all over the region. He joined Fidel Castro's Legion of Guerrilleros in Mexico that won the Cuban Revolution. His evolution went from holding a university degree and being an MD to becoming the greatest guerrilla soldier that ever would be. And his spirit descended upon me to share with you his story. El Comandante Che Guevara, I want to share with you his story. He fought wars in the Congo on behalf of Patrice Lumumba's memory. He didn't have to. He already had all that most of you would want. He died in the mountains of Bolivia fighting for landless peasants. His memory must remain present in our minds because he was a revolutionary. And they can't fade his memory, though he lies in the cemetery. They can't deny his existence. Che Guevara always traveled the distance, the greatest guerrilla soldier that ever existed. This brother had asthma, but still he persisted. He could have been a doctor, but instead he enlisted in a revolutionary struggle because he couldn't resist it. But most of our youth got the truth twisted and never bothered to learn. They settled for these whack rap videos that make my soul burn. As the world turns, people want to live a complicated life with expensive things that are not needed and are causing them strife, and I get heated every time I see someone take Che Guevara's face and bleed it dry for the dollars that Africa needed to stop the AIDS pandemic. I mean, it's outrageous that Jay-Z could be so courageous that he could put on a Che Guevara shirt underneath his platinum chain when it was chains and shackles that bounded our indigenous and African peoples. I grapple with the sad reality that these fools rapping in actuality don't have a clue of the influence they possess. Others just don't give a damn, and it hurts that all they're obsessed with is holding on to fresh gear. They turned Che Guevara's face into a fashion commodity the last couple of years. But let me tell you more about this hero I hold dear. He was one of the most sincere revolutionaries fighting on behalf of the oppressed masses that are labeled the lower classes, even though it's more evident than vision given from glasses that it was the upper classes, the ones who were classless in their clashes with our masses, whose ashes lie buried in clandestine cemeteries from Soweto, South Africa, to Hanoi, Vietnam, to Rio Negro, Guatemala. It did not matter to them that our people were risking their lives to defend the simple lifestyle to be had before colonialism and brought it all to an end. Not everybody wants to transcend this American dream, not realizing the evil involved with a cash that is green, but Che Guevara overstood the capitalist scene. He thought it was obscene that we allowed them to pollute the minds of the wretched of the earth and the open veins of Latin America, making us forget what we're worth, because the colonizers made us all feel worthless unless we simulated the Europeans. I turned on BET to see Joe Budden's and Busta Rhymes being transformed into colonial imperialist beings, advising our youth to bring the hose and pass the drone, whatever other bullshit rhymes with roll, like chuk chuk, fo fo, and some token comment about how they hate the po-po. But that's not what upset me, no, no. What upset me was that one of their girls in the video was wearing a shirt with Che Guevara's face, shaking her ass in front of Joe Budden's face, who obviously didn't have a clue what the fuck Che Guevara stood for in the first place. People, I'm begging you to replace the foolishness you see on TV with the knowledge you can get from books, so that one day one of you sisters could step on a stage and teach me about Angela Davis, Assata Shakur, and bell hooks. Please put down this remote controller that is remotely controlling you and start picking up books. Don't ever let Che Guevara's image be dictated by these capitalist crooks, because Che Guevara had the entire CIA shook. He had access to luxuries that he never took. That's why I refuse to eat the foolishness that they cook when they try to turn Che Guevara's face into a brand name, and people walk around wearing his face, not even knowing his damn name, thinking that he ever gave a damn about fame. I know Che Guevara didn't give a damn about fame because he won the Cuban Revolution and still remained the same. He overstood the imperialist aims and how they try to colonize our brains. And the mere fact that his spirit flows through my veins means that I know his blood was not shed in vain.